With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Do we have to talk about this? Because it has the C word in it.
What's that?
The guy who quit his job with the... Not that C word.
Yeah, like what story?
Oh, God, sorry. The clown thing. The guy...
Yes, that guy. In fact, that clown, that's a C word to you,
that
actually.
Is,
yeah, you
I'm going to say the other C word I'm more willing to say than the...
You hate clowns.
I do.
Yeah. And this guy used a clown as his...
As his exit strategy, right. His blaze of glory.
Yeah.
This guy in New Zealand, here's the other thing. He found out he was going to get fired. How do you find out you're going to get fired?
Don't know.
Maybe they just meant laid off. There was like downsizing coming or something. I guess in New Zealand, they're just nice about that. They're like, hey, by the way, Tom, week or so from now, we're to pull you in. HR is going to be standing here. It's going to be really embarrassing. So you might want to start taking stuff home now so you don't have to have that walk of shame with the...
She'll give you a heads up.
Yeah, here you go. Sorry, no, it's going to get awkward. So he hired a clown. He hired an emotional support clown.
He did. He called it that.
And brought them into like one of his final work. I mean, if he wasn't getting fired before.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm guessing you bring an emotional support clown into a meeting. The guy came into the meeting, full makeup, charged him $100. He made balloon animals. I think he juggled. He did all sorts of... This to me is a way. I can't do that specific thing because I
hate clowns. Yeah.
Yes, but I want to feel like when we leave this place, we've been here a long time, man.
Yeah.
I wanna leave some stank.
Clown it up, or what do you want to leave some stank?
Don't you feel like you want to blaze a glory? We can't just walk out.
Are we getting severance?
Because
if not,
because you don't get your severance if you overly clown it up.
This is true.
They have
you clown it up. Even says that
in our particular agreement. It's like you two idiots. You try to clown it up on the way out. We're not giving you nothing. Basically, we've got a bunch of stories, starting with Mr. Clown Boy.
Yeah.
Where people, when they quit their job, they went big. You can either do the like, I quit and here's 2 weeks, and that's just bleh. I mean, that's great if you want to write that job down on your resume.
See?
But if you want to like,
yes.
If you want to burn that bridge as you're walking off of it, then you went out in a blaze of glory.
There it
you
is.
Jerry Maguire. You walked around and tried to get people to follow you.
A big scene, a big production, a big, yeah. Just
changing the my favorite ones we've ever gotten on Blaze of Glory is when people like change the outgoing voicemail and nobody knows it. Because, I mean, we're dealing with it right now, even in our building. We've had people leaving and stuff, and they knew passwords to certain computers in here that no one else knows. We're literally, everything is locked down because so many people have left.
Yes.
And it's Blaze of Glory kind of stuff. So if you've quit your job in an epic way, or I guess if you're an HR person or a boss and somebody quit their job in a blaze of glory way, we just want to hear your blaze of glory stories. There was one story that I just read where it was this girl who was a nanny, and she didn't just have to be a nanny for this woman's kid. The woman would lie to her husband and say she was going to work when really she'd just go shopping.
Oh.
And then the girl was in charge of not only watching the child, then the girl was in charge of hiding the evidence of the woman's shopping. So like she'd order Louis Vuitton stuff. She'd order Coach stuff. She'd order all sorts of Gucci and stuff. The girl would have to take the packages home, unbox them.
What?
And then when the husband would go to work, she'd put the items in the woman's closet as if she'd always had that Louis Vuitton bag.
OMG.
So one day she was about 5 minutes late to work and the woman catches her outside in the driveway, doesn't even let her come all the way in the house, and berates her in front of the neighbors, in front of everybody, like, how dare you be late? I mean, again, this is a girl who's currently carrying
all these secrets.
Yes. For this woman who's publicly berating her.
This woman's a moron.
Total moron. And she gets done yelling at her, like basically tosses her kid into this girl's arms and leaves to go to Starbucks. She gets back from Starbucks. The woman walked up to her and said, I thought I was only caring for one child, but it was apparently for two. Goodbye.
Nice.
Grabbed a Gucci bag and bounced.
Wow.
And what's this woman gonna do?
Absolutely
you can't,
nothing.
Because you try to tell, hey, she stole a Gucci bag.
Oh, really?
What Gucci bag?
Exactly.
One of the ones that...
You've been going behind your husband's back and buying and da-da-da-da, and then having me cover for you?
She's, I mean, she could take this woman all the way out.
That woman's
I would have cleaned
yes,
her closet
everything.
Out. So that's a great blaze of glory. Somebody else said, I took the weekend off to go to a Hanson concert and never went back.
Haven't we all at some time, right?
Is that really a blaze of glory, or is that...
Is Hanson involved in a blaze
of... Oh my God, speaking of Hanson...
Right, we're not going back either.
Hanson is playing our Alice in Wonderland concert. Woo. I believe tickets are they on sale? Well, just go to Alice1059.com.
Yeah, we'll have details when we know what's going on. Yeah, but Hanson. Yeah.
We want you to go see that. Somebody else said their blaze of glory was their last day in a call center for a bank.
Ooh.
They took every single call doing an Arnold impersonation.
Okay, what?
So would somebody call and be like, you know, I don't know how to log into my thing. And they're like, get to the chopper.
Oh, my God.
You can't log in. I'll be back. I'm doing a terrible Arnold today.
Get down.
Get down. Said it was the most fun day I ever had at a job.
And his employee, his coworkers are looking at him going, what the?
What are you doing? I'm quitting today anyway.
Get down.
Doesn't matter. The ATM is charging extra fees today. Get to the chopper. Yeah, so these are blaze of glory stories we got. If you've quit your job in a big, big way, we want your blaze of glory stories. Let's start here with Jeff.
Yes.
Blaze of glory.
All right. This wasn't my story, but there was a woman in Florida. She was like an IT person. And she happened to see her job posted online. So they were going to fire her. And she went and just messed things up totally. And it turned out that they were actually hiring her from help. So it wasn't.
Oh, no. They were trying to do something nice for her.
Oh, and she crapped all over.
I think it was in Jacksonville. I can't remember. But it was, I read this about 5 years ago.
So she got fired after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's probably.
Yeah, she got prosecuted, I think.
Oh, that hurt, yeah.
But when you're in the IT field, like, it's hard to fire somebody in IT because they will. We've talked about this before. When they fire us, you guys, you're never going to hear from us again.
Uh-uh.
They will not allow us access to a microphone more time. Thank you for the call, Jeff. Oh, that's brilliant, though. Nicole.
Yay!
Blaze of glory.
I was let go from my job, and I was asked to come back. I was given a 15-minute window during a nighttime blizzard to come and gather my things. And so I showed up, and I was let in, and I came prepared with a bag of frozen shrimp scampi in my purse.
Oh,
and when no one was looking, I went and dropped all the frozen shrimp scampi into all the potted plants. So I was long gone by the time it smelled and all the bugs were attracted.
Oh, that's right.
Because as they slowly thawed out, it's just that fishy. Because I've heard
undetected.
Of people putting them in the
curtain rods.
Another good one.
Did you have any friends left in the building to tell you the repercussions of the said smell and bug infestation?
No. I have never been heard or seen from since.
But they switched to fake plants after that.
Oh, not just shrimp, but shrimp scampi.
Yes.
So it's got a little extra stank on it. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Nicole. Renee is up next. Renee?
Yes.
Blaze of glory.
Okay. Hi. So I worked for a company that did levee inspections, and we worked on this project for 2 years. And I handed over the final report, and they handed me a termination letter. But the best part was that I had the model of all of this stuff I've worked on for 2 years saved onto my C drive, and nobody else knew how to get to it. So it was all just erased.
Oh.
You just nuked 2 years of work for them.
You didn't hold it hostage.
Listen to that laugh.
I know, right?
Oh my God, Renee. You're awesome, but you scare us to death. Wow. Anthony.
Yai.
Yai. Blaze of glory.
So, I was a lucky one. I got to know when I was going to be laid off, and I had about a week's notice.
Oh, boy.
So, on my very last day, I had managers who worked for me, and then they also had a group of people who worked for them. I hooked them all up with extra payroll.
Oh.
I gave them all extra hours, overtime hours, approved it, and then got laid off. And to this day, as far as I know, I still talk to some of them. They were all paid for that.
Nice.
Did they kick some back to you?
No, unfortunately not.
Bastards.
So you hooked everybody up and you got nothing.
Oh, man.
That's...
I was able to use them as references for my next job, if that counts for anything.
Oh, okay.
I guess it does, because what you did was already illegal, but you get a kickback, and then we're in the big fraud felony stuff,
right,
I think.
All that.
Still, you played it well.
You did.
We're proud of you.
Nice.
Thank you, Anthony. Sarah.
Yes,
Blaze of glory.
So it was me and my girlfriend. We were getting fired. We had reported our boss for sexual harassment, had proof of it, everything.
Wow.
We worked at a bank, and we had access to the safe deposit boxes. So we actually went to the store and bought a bunch of salmon.
Why does everybody do the seafood thing?
They
it's so
go
gross.
To the seafood.
It is awesome. We left it in there within a week. They didn't know. Within 2 weeks, it was the entire bank. The entire bank.
And they just
customers were complaining. It was bad.
You go balance the vault. No, you go balance the vault.
Just never go in there again.
Oh, man.
We're going to be a cashless society eventually.
I'll start now.
We might as well kick that in.
It was so bad.
Wow.
They had to drill it open. They had to have like a professional company come in and drill the thing open. And it was just disgusting.
That is the grossest thing ever.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.